Today we will be talking with Tim Williams, the Managing Director and Founder of Deakin. Welcome to the studio, Tim.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak to you today.
So, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
I've got a strong technical background. I actually started off as an electrician working in the automation industry back in the 80s. Then I went on to study electronics, hydraulics and pneumatics. And in the early 90s, I actually moved into sales and enjoy it now more than ever.
And where are some of the places you have worked?
I've worked for a number of companies, including Hewlett-Packard, Agilent Technologies, Trend Micro and Schneider. I've extensive experience selling both hardware and software-based solutions, along with a variety of professional, managed and outsourced services.
What are some of the industries and market segments you have sold to?
Well, during the early part of my sales career, I spent a lot of time in the industrial and commercial sectors, selling to OEMs and also working very closely with consultants. I then progressed into the IT&T industry, or the telecommunications industry, initially working in distribution and shortly after focusing on the corporate world. Later, I spent several years selling to local, state and federal government departments. In fact, one of my last roles was actually selling to ASIO. Spies are very strange people.
Well, do you think all of this has helped?
Absolutely. You can't help salespeople improve their sales skills unless you've been there and done it yourself. We have people in our courses ranging from 21 years old right up to 60 plus. And unless you can answer their questions off the cuff and provide them with valuable information, your credibility is just shot. Nothing really beats experience.
And why then did you start Deakin?
I started Deakin in 2005 because I was sick of attending lots of sales training courses that just kept referring to widgets. This word's actually banned in our workshops. We only talk about solving real-world problems, not fictitious ones.
So then, do you think there are just too many generalist sales training courses out there?
Yes, that's certainly the case. I've been to some terrific sales training courses over the years. However, too many of them try to be everything to everyone. It just doesn't work.
Be interested to know why you called the sales training course Fear the Art of Selling.
That's a really good question. Fear dictates the reasons why people don't buy or actually delay making a buying decision more than anything. Only once you remove people's fears, doubts and concerns can you actually sell them anything.
Well, that sounds simple.
Yes, in theory it certainly does. However, in practice it takes years of hard work and commitment to become a competent sales professional.
And what makes your course really different?
This course is all about business development and turning account managers into hunters. We provide practical knowledge that your sales team can actually use on Monday morning to increase sales. I think one of our previous participants from scanning and inspection actually summed it up best.
And what exactly did this person say?
He said, Fear the Art of Selling is a unique sales training course, devoid of irrelevant material, filler and buzzwords. Everyone's time poor, and the last thing you want happening to your sales team is for them to sit in a workshop that's actually padded out with waffle.
Well, how long does your course run for?
The course is actually broken up into 8 3-and-a-half-hour sessions, and we actually run sales training courses in Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney.
And what subject material does the course cover?
The first 2 quarters of the course actually focus on prospecting and actually how to find new business opportunities, basically getting out there and making it happen. The 3rd quarter of the course is actually all about developing the opportunities you have uncovered, so people are motivated enough to actually buy. And the final 2 sessions cover how to improve your negotiation and closing skills, all essential to any business.
Who is the course targeted at?
The course is really targeted at sales professionals and also sales managers and their support staff, basically anyone involved in the complex B2B sales environment.
Well, what are some of the business benefits?
Well, each year we train hundreds of salespeople and their managers, and the evidence is overwhelming. We certainly increase our clients' revenue and profits, we reduce their expenses, shorten the sales cycle, and also allow companies to achieve more with fewer resources.
Are there any other advantages?
Dozens of sales managers call me each year to tell me how the attitude of their salespeople has changed since they've attended the course. For example, let's just take cold calling. Their reluctance to make cold calls diminishes because they know what to say now. Everyone wins. This is how to decrease staff turnover by actually investing in their development.
So what type of feedback do you get from participants who attend the course?
I'm not a fan of all those American rah-rah courses, that's for sure, and I don't think too many people are. At Deakin, we're especially proud of the fact that we received 98% plus positive feedback from our clients. Just have a look at the testimonial section on our website.
Well, thank you for speaking with us today, Tim, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. To find out how Deakin can help, simply give them a call or send an email via the Contact Us tab on their website at www.deakin.com.au, spelt D-E-A-K-O-N.